sundry, an amendment to the arena facility policy that will enable the municipality to offer other user groups unused ice time originally booked for potential playoff games was recently passed. Under the policies section outlining user responsibilities, the following was added: during playoff season only, where the third game is not required, the ice time shall be returned to the town to offer to other users, at the rate typically charged to that user group. There shall be no charge to the users that return the ice. Linda Nelson, Chief Administrative Officer, told the Alberton by email in response to questions that the item discussed during the regular March 13 meeting was requested by Sundry Minor Hockey Association. "This has been an issue for many years and required a policy change to rectify," Nelson wrote. In the past, the Minor Hockey Association was locked into ice time that had to be booked early on in the season in the event a team qualified for playoffs. Now, any remaining ice time still available when a team's playoff season ends early will become available to other user groups. "Whoever uses the ice will be required to pay," Nelson confirmed. Noise relaxation request approved. Council also approved a noise relaxation request from the Adams Army Charitable Foundation, which is planning the 10th anniversary of its Adamstock Music Festival. According to background information outlined in Council's agenda, the foundation has over the past 9 years been hosting the music festival, 8 years in Lamont and last year in the Eagle Hill area. But for its 10th anniversary milestone, the foundation set its sights on celebrating in Sundry this coming August. The municipality's noise bylaw allows exemptions and exceptions at council's discretion for the playing of a band or other activities relating to a lawful parade or public demonstration. Such exemptions for other events staged at the Sundry Rodeo Grounds have been approved in the past. The music festival's organizers sought a noise relaxation on Friday, August 18 between the hours of 6 p.m. to 2 a.m., and again on Saturday, August 19 from noon to 2 a.m., which was approved. "Council felt this was a great event for the community," Nelson said. According to correspondence from the foundation that was included in Council's agenda package, the event is an all-genre music festival that has drawn out crowds as large as 500 people. The organizers also explained the need for a new venue as a result of inadequate parking accommodations at Eagle Hill.